Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the only commercial radio show in the world. That's right, for the vision impaired, blind, and the sighted community, all three. And my name is Michael. I'm your host. And we got a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. It's a little different, though, for tonight. Before we get started, let me introduce to today's players tonight. First, my co-host, my beautiful wife, the smart one in the family, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn? Co-host.
I'm here. Thank you, Michael, for that introduction. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the last Sunday in January, the January 28th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And tonight, our special guest host, all the way from Alabama, Donovan Patel. Donovan, you're there.
Yes, sir, Michael, Lynn. Glad to be here tonight.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Really excited to have you. This is fun.
Excited to be here.
Welcome to the show. And in the studio, the only one pushing the button, our producer, our engineer, pushing those buttons, making sure it all happens. Chris Shaw, you there?
Well, you know I'm right here doing what it do, doing what we do, how we do. Hi, and good evening to you, and to you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. And we may shout out before we begin the show?
I have a couple. I do. Okay. Well, I'd like to give a shout out to Georgian Johnson Dash Copy, who is the manager of the audio reading service and at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we are glad you're listening out there, Georgian. Very nice. All right. That's the shout out that I have.
Donovan, do you have any shout out, Donovan?
I just want to shout out to all my peeps from Alabama that are listening. Just all the Alabama people that listen to the show.
All right.
Okay. Chris Shaw, you got any shout outs?
Well, this is it for me. I'm in the last and final stages of my celebration. And everybody else.
Poor Chris.
Right. And everybody else. But
the month is up.
Yeah.
Happy birthday again.
Listen, I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, though, because her birthday is coming up on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. So her birthday is this month as well. So I giving her a shout out. And I got one of my young people that came in with me that's tuned into the station right now from my church. His name is Brother Alvion Whitehead. He came in to talk and listen to us and hear how we do radio.
Oh, very nice. Very
nice.
That's very nice, Chris. And early happy birthday to Nakia from us, from all of us at Blind and Beyond.
You know, we started this show April will be like 9 years, let's believe it. We're finishing up our eighth year. And when we first started this show, we started it for a reason. The reason was I knew that no man is an island. At least I thought it was. So if you're in Chicago or if you're in Alabama, no man is by himself. And that's an expression, no man is an island. And that's what I'm saying is if you're sitting listening, call in 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. I'll say it slow, 407-894-1680. When you listen to this show for the visually impaired or blind, once I was sighted and I didn't know a blind person. I had no idea. I thought blind people, well, you're at the airport, you're pushing pencils and newspapers. I was clueless. That's what this show is all about, to help everyone to know you're not alone and to get smart about what, don't take your eyesight for granted. When I say, are you sighted? People say, yeah, I'm excited. No, not excited. Are you sighted? They don't understand. That's what this show is all about. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So when you're listening, if you're listening for the first time, that's what this show is all about. To teach you, to get you friends wherever you are, to show that you're not alone. So if you are working for a blind institution of some kind, and you're in some city, whether it be in North Dakota or Virginia or Pennsylvania, you're not alone. There's 14 million people in this country, 14 million, they say, that are visually impaired or blind, 14 million of us. So what do you have to say for yourself, Donovan?
Yeah, I was just wondering if Donovan could tell us a little bit about his background, his eye condition, and how.
Well, I just wanted to say, we're discussing right now, but no man is an island.
Well, when he was growing up, he was losing his sight.
Yeah. But I want to ask Michael one question first. Michael, Lynn, did y'all ever know a blind person personally before?
I never did.
No.
You never did. Okay.
The only person I ever met when I was, I'm trying to remember how old I was at the time. I'm going to say I was about 15, 16. I met Stevie Wonder. That's the only person I ever knew that was blind. And he came into my parents' record distributing company because we had his records. That was the only time I met a blind person. So I never met a blind person. And to say this, Lynn and I went on vacation. I've said this many times on the show. We were in the lobby and some man walked over to me and said, I see you have a cane. Are you blind? I said, yes. He said, I never spoke to a blind person.
You mind if I speak to you? I said, no. So the point is, many people who are sighted listen to this show never spoke to, never saw a blind person.
Yeah, I lost my sight at age 9. I have juvenile macular degeneration, a very similar condition, the exact condition that many older adults have. But mine was a juvenile condition. And so I knew no blind people or visually impaired people until I lost my sight at 9. And I didn't know any others in the school system, in the county or the city where I lived. And so I was kind of alone to myself in a way and trying to figure it out. But as a kid, you don't know what you don't know. And so I just lived a life.
That's a very good expression. What you just said, you said something very interesting. You know what you don't know? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I didn't know what I didn't know. Yeah,
right, you didn't know what you didn't know. I understand
that.
I didn't know what
it was missing.
You know what you're missing. Well, that's what this show is all about. It brings together people around the world to listen to one another, and hopefully they'll come call the show and they'll meet one another. We have many, many people now that are friends through the show that met other people. So the show has brought not just people buying products from one another or from companies, but people have met one another through the show and became friends through the show. And that's what the whole idea is. Sighted people, if you're listening to the show, you can call in too. And we love you calling in because that's what it's all about. Learning in today's world. If you're going blind, truthfully, it's not as bad as it was years ago. Years ago, I wasn't blind, so I don't know. But I know right now, there's many things.
All the assistive technology.
Oh, my God. My goodness gracious. Today, you got so many things that a visual person doesn't understand. What today, a blind person goes blind today is much better off than it was 30 years ago.
Well, there's more awareness too, Michael. Like there's technology, things on the phone, things on the computer. There's awareness. And when I extend my cane and go places, invariably, if I'm somewhere where I look like maybe I'm maybe in a space where people think maybe I'm lost or something, and they come and try to help too. So they come and ask me, do I need assistance? So there's people are much more aware than they used to be, I think.
Well, as the story goes, there's a lot more blind people today than was 30 years ago, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely, there is. This has been it's a 45-year journey for me.
If you have something to say about what we're talking about right now, now's the time to call in and discuss it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to discuss what we're discussing, love to hear from you. That's what this is all about. It's a talk show. We have a talk show. That's what this is all about. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. It's a two-way street. So we'd love to hear from you. We don't want to just talk. We want to listen to you. What, Lynn?
We're going to break.
Yeah. We're going to break now already? Wow. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a short break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we're live from Orlando, Florida. Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Lynn, you are up.
Okie dokie. Well, it's our pleasure to welcome back Jeff Papaya. And Jeff is the executive director of the Alabama Industries for the Blind. Gee, Donovan, do you know Jeff?
I do know Jeff. Jeff, Lynn, Michael, Jeff is one of just a few subject matter experts around the nation on textile employment for blind people. He is a friend to blind people. He is one of the most kindest, caringest persons you'll ever meet. I call him, it's just a pleasure to call him a friend, but it's also, it's just an honor to call him our executive director at Alabama Industries for the Blind, Jeff Papaya.
Well, welcome, welcome, Jeff.
Welcome, Jeff.
And we appreciate that you're both on tonight, right,
yep.
Michael?
Yep.
This is fun.
It's a treat.
It is a treat. So Donovan, why don't you, if you don't mind, we'll let you interview Jeff. How do you like that?
Well, all right, Jeff, tell us a little bit about the Industries for the Blind.
Thank you. Thank you, Donovan. Certainly, just paying a mutual respect that Donovan and I have known each other for so many years. And it's just a mutual feeling that we are more than teammates at work. We're friends. And that's the kind of culture that we try to bring to the Alabama Industries for the Blind. We just make it a great environment, great culture, continually growing together, continually solving problems together. And really, we just want to make it a great workplace for everybody, and especially for people that are blind.
Jeff, what makes AIB special, unique, different from other agencies, either of the blind or other agencies that produce products?
Well, what I think what makes it so unique is that we have a lot of manufacturing programs. Our largest program, as you mentioned, is textiles, cut and sew textiles. And we have a great training program with experienced trainers that have trained hundreds of blind people over the course of the years. So that's our largest program and our biggest opportunity to employ blind people. And again, we when I say we have different programs, we have a paper department, we have a mop department, manufacturing those items. We have a screen print and embroidery department. All of these departments employ blind people. That is our mission. That is where we're focused. We want to make the lives better for people that are blind. And I have been over into over 30 or 40 other sister agencies under the National Industries for the Blind umbrella. And I really think that AIB just is special because we have such diversity. We're willing to train you, teach you, and really we pride ourselves on upward mobility. Our leads, our supervisors, managers, senior leadership teams such as Donovan, we have so many blind people in those positions. If you're willing to come to work, we're willing to find a job for you, and we're willing to develop your skills the best we can.
This is Michael.
Yes, Michael.
You know what's interesting? What's interesting is Alabama Industries for the Blind has been around a long time. But most people, like myself, never heard of you until recently.
And you're from the apparel
industry. And I'm from the apparel industry.
Right.
So being from the apparel industry and being blind, that's a doubleheader. It's nice to know of you. And that's what we were just talking about a few minutes ago about no man is an island. Now that you're branching out and people now know, listening to the show, getting to know Alabama Industries for the Blind. Now they say, oh, listen to this, Alabama Industries for the Blind. So people know, starting to know you. People hear about Alabama Industries for the Blind. And that's how Alabama Industries for the Blind grows around the country and gets people for jobs. A big thing.
Well, that's so true, Michael, and that's been an important part of our direction is a lot of social media outreach. We have great social media on LinkedIn and Facebook. If people just want to do a search for Alabama Industries for the Blind, they'll pop up, like us, follow us, learn more about us. You'll see our industry outreach is just growing and growing because we want to get the word out of how great of an organization we are at Alabama Industries for the Blind.
So, Jeff, you spoke of you touched briefly on upward mobility. Would you just briefly explain the idea of that?
Well, upward mobility truly is focused on getting the most out of an individual, giving them the opportunity to grow within an organization, to expand their talents, to train in the organization, to contribute to, you know, not only the organization, but to society. And I think that is just so important. When people come to work, they want to know that they have opportunities to grow. They want to say, hey, this isn't the end of the road, that I'm going to be in one position. We're willing to work with you, teach you, train you, to really help you grow in our organization and even in other organizations. We are there to help support the blind people of the community and outreaching further to, you know, whoever wants to come and join us.
Right. Well, thank you, Jeff, for that. Michael, do you have any questions? Lynn?
Well, I was wondering, did you have a question, Michael?
No, I'm listening.
I was wondering how, for lack of a better word, you would make people feel comfortable if they're interested in moving to Alabama. You know, they could be coming from anywhere in the country. What do you do to help guide them to the through the process so that they don't get nervous about making a big move like that to another state
I mean, we would let them talk to our fellow employees. You know, Donovan, for once, went to school here at the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and Blind. He went to school at the School for the Blind, so he is very comfortable in this area. But we have many people working that have moved from other parts of the country because they learn about us, they hear about us, and we really help them get comfortable with housing, get comfortable learning the area. We provide transportation through the Institute for the Deaf and the Blind, free transportation to and from work within about a 10 to 15 mile radius. And that's even growing.
That's amazing.
So a lot of that, we have a satellite facility in Birmingham, Alabama, and we're currently by the end of the year going to open another facility in Decatur, Alabama. And again, providing those same benefits of helping the people get comfortable, learning a job, learning a role, and growing with our organization.
I would like to mention, anybody wants to call up and ask Jeff any questions, now's the time to do it. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to ask Jeff any questions about AIB, now's the time to do it.
So transportation is not an issue. It's just a matter of moving there. Well, first, applying for the job and then moving there. But they don't have to worry about how to get to work.
That's correct. That's a big key.
A big deal.
That really is. I've been in under the National Industries for the Blind umbrella of workforce for the past 20 years. And the support that we give at AIB is bar none, just the highest of everything that I have ever seen.
Well, those want to call in now. Now's the time to do it. 407-894-1680.
Why don't you describe this, several of the jobs, if you don't mind, such as maybe a couple of the sewing jobs. And then you said that you make paper goods for office supplies and things like that.
Yep. So thank you, Lynn. So yes. So sewing opportunities, really working on a sewing machine is a great start for a lot of people. They can utilize their abilities. We have a lot of special guides and fixtures on the machines, trainers to help do that. And then as we expand to and have other programs, we have mops that a lot of people learn how to wind mops and actually build mops. And I did want to stress that a lot of these programs are for the U.S. military. So we contribute to our armed forces, and so many people are proud of that because we are really making an effort to support really our armed forces. But Lynn, lastly, we have our paper department. We make spiral notebooks. We pack loose leaf papers. Our embroidery screen printing department, we train them how to load the machines, take off, and all of that. We are a full scale agency that just does so many different things.
So you don't really have to know how to sew. You'll teach them. Okay. You don't have to know how to do too much. You'll teach them. So it's all about you folks teaching them if they're interested in learning.
That's all correct, Michael. Thank you. Yes, we have specialized trainers. We have a totally blind trainer on staff that will teach other blind people how to sew. She does an excellent job. She learned. She was not a sewer in the past probably 15 years. She's become an expert sewer and now trains other blind people how to sew.
Jeff, one of the things we're really looking forward to is meeting some of your employees of the month. I mean, they all look so proud and so happy. It's almost like a big family there. I can tell that some of the employees have worked there for decades.
Oh, we've had so many people retire with 30 years in. Some of them are approaching 30 years, maybe longer. But again, it's a great workforce. When we talk with any of them, they just say how proud they are to be part of AIB and what they have learned and friendships they've made. So thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome. Just an observation. So why don't you tell everybody, well, other than clicking on your logo and the button that says Alabama Industries for the Blind, that's on our sponsor page, but maybe you have a little bit more the inside scoop, how people can reach you.
So Donovan, I'm going to let you answer that. I know Donovan has been really working on a lot of ways to, we're trying to establish our own domain for a website, that one click on the website. Donovan has been really first and foremost been focusing on this because we want to give everybody that opportunity. So Donovan, what do you think is the best way right now to
right now, the best way, Jeff, I believe is either is LinkedIn or Facebook would be if you're on social media, you can message us there.
Yep.
Tracy Martin picks that up. Our email address is not quite set up yet, that we've been working on. But social media, LinkedIn and Facebook would be, or if someone wanted to email Tracy directly, we can share that. That's Martin, Martin, dot Tracy, Traci, at AIDB.org. And the AIDB stands for Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind. So you can reach out to us on Facebook, you can reach out to us on LinkedIn, or you can send an email, or you can contact Lynn or Michael at Blind and Beyond, and they can refer you to us as well.
There you go. Well, correct. Thank you so much, Jeff, for joining us again tonight.
Oh, I love doing it. I love the opportunity to spread our word and talk about what we're doing. So I really appreciate being on this show, and I'll.
But we love having you, and that's what it's all about, teaching.
Well, great. Thank you both.
Teaching
you
people
all.
About
thank,
who you are.
Thank you, Donovan.
People know who you are.
And congratulations. I think I saw something on LinkedIn. I'm guessing it might be your daughter that's part of the apparel industry now, the apparel.
Yeah, thank you. Yes,
she is. I figured it was. It came up on our feed. So
oh, that's great. Yeah. Our daughter, she's the fourth generation in the apparel and textile side.
There you go. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice to recognize that. Thank you. Yeah,
I told you Jeff was a subject matter expert in textiles and also in blind employment. He's duly certified.
There you go. Well, it's kind of a soft spot for us because Michael, coming from the apparel industry, I mean, right, Michael, the cutting tables and the markers and the patterns and the and the dye and the Pantone colors and blah blah blah. It goes on and on and on.
We'll share a lot of stories, Michael.
We could. You and Michael could definitely share some stories.
Oh, that's terrific.
All righty.
Thank you for coming on.
You got it. Everybody have a great evening, and thank you
too, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Good night.
Appreciate it.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you. Whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas, there is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'm your co-host, Donovan Battelle, here with Michael and Lynn. And it's time for trivia, right, Lynn?
Yeah, I think so. And by the way, I've been saying Battelle all along. It's Battelle. Is that just the Southern accent?
Well, we I tell the German is vital, but
we
can't do that in the South. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And by the way, I forgot to introduce you again to Chris Shaw. I'm so rude. Chris, do you know who this is?
Yeah, it's the one and only Donovan right now.
That's right, our sponsor.
That's
tonight
it.
He's playing. He's our sponsor, but he's also our guest co-host. Is that cool or what?
The coolest, you know.
There it is. So I apologize.
Now, I've been sitting here listening to the testimony and how he's been going in since at a young age. So
yeah.
I pay attention. I take good notes, Donovan. I take pretty decent notes.
Chris, you're too cool for school, you know?
Don't tell
Chris. Too cool for school, and he teaches at a school, too, a university.
Yeah, so you listen at him. There he is. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, are we going to do B? Chris, I think I talked to Donovan off the air, and I think we'll go with B.
All right, B it is.
B it is. All right.
Got it.
It's your ball game, Donovan.
All right. So, listen up. We're going to play a song. You're going to call in. The number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. You're going to identify the artist of this song that Chris is going to play for us.
What would I give for just a few moments? What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you will try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you right now. Can you slip away? Slip away.
Oh, it sounds better out in Radio Land, Donovan. Trust me.
Great.
You tell Chris how long you want it to play.
Yeah, Chris, you can just let it play for a moment, and if you can identify this artist, dial up, identify the artist. What prize do we have, Lynn?
Oh, it would be a $10 gift card for Subway.
Well, yeah, I'm hungry already.
And I can't wait for you to tell us a little bit more about the artist. It's so interesting.
Yes. Yes. So if you know who the artist is, dial up 407-894-1680. Identify the artist for a $10 Subway gift card.
Yep. This was a new... I recognized the song once I played it, but I didn't know the artist by the name. But this was a... This was a number one song, wasn't it, for him?
I believe so.
Yeah. Chris, did you ever hear of this artist? Oh, he's not talking. That means he's on the phone. That okay. means we might have a caller.
We may have a winner.
We might. Is your wife listening tonight, Donovan?
Yeah, she's been down here working, and she's gone.
Wait a minute. You didn't give a shout out to her.
I didn't give a shout out to her.
Well, maybe you did.
No, I gave it to everybody in Alabama. I guess I got her covered. But I, when it's our wives, we have to say that.
Yeah, I think you did. Maybe I wasn't.
I need to give a shout out to Kathy right now.
Hello, Kathy. Hopefully you're listening.
Yes.
All righty. Well, Chris, I think you must be busy with a caller.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of this artist on several occasions. You got a couple of songs out that I like.
Okay.
So we have somebody, Chris?
Yeah, anybody new?
Nobody's new yet. Nobody new yet. I think our good friend Donovan probably stumped everybody with this one.
Well, it's really interesting to know about this. Like I was telling Donovan while you were on the phone that once I heard the song, I remembered the tune, but I did not remember the name of the artist. So we'll just wait, another 30 seconds or so then?
That was the official judge from back in the day.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Chris?
He was a judge from back in the day.
Oh,
he was a judge.
Of music.
Oh. Okay. I'll tell you what's even funnier. Yeah.
What's funnier?
Funny.
What?
I did not know the artist.
Yeah, Michael, because I don't know who that is. I don't know
but
who that is.
The funny part of it is, I have to tell you in a second, after the winner says the name and so forth.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you the funniest thing.
The punchline.
The punchline.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We've got one person online that thinks he knows who it is. And Donovan's been giving out the phone number.
Can you give any hints, Lynn?
I don't know. That's between you and Michael.
What's that?
He wants to give a hint.
A hint?
Hints? He had several, you know, well-known songs, but they kind of spanned about 16 years. Somewhere around the
funny lake. Part of it is, well, I'll wait. Okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Are there any more callers besides?
No, so far we have Howie calling in from Delray Beach.
I don't think anybody's going to know it.
Yeah. All right. Well, then.
Let's give it to Howie.
Okay. Donovan, I guess you're going to give it to Howie. Well, we don't know, but Howie knows it. So take it away, Donovan. Say hi to Howie.
Howie, are you there?
Delray Beach.
Howie from Delray Beach, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Can you identify the artist we're talking about?
Clarence Carter.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You do know.
He's right. He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway is coming your way. $10 gift card.
Now tell him.
Now, Howie, do you know the significance of why we picked Clarence Carter tonight?
I do not.
So Clarence Carter went to the Alabama School for the Blind.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And that's the school that I graduated from. It is the institute in which I work for now. So Clarence Carter has a direct connection with the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind.
I'll tell you a funny story, Howie. You knew it. I did not know it, but I should have known it. I'll tell you why I should have known it. Because he was on Duke Records. For a few years, he was on Atlantic first, then he went to Duke. And my parents distributed all the Duke and Peacock records for years and years and years. So we had Clarence on our distributorship, and I should have known because he was one of our fellows, as they say.
It's very unusual to
That's a punchline. He was part of mainline distributors.
What is that, Howie?
It's very unusual to stump Michael. He has almost all of them.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I did not know.
And I knew pretty much Duke and Peacock had a lot of, they were a spiritual, and they had a lot of good hits on Duke and Peacock.
You know what, Chris, are you, can you by any chance play? So you won, Howie, congratulations. And I was thinking maybe, Chris, can you play a little bit of the other song that Donovan chose?
Raised out in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the family through. My son is all left up to you.
So that was the song.
Thank you. Thanks for playing that, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. That's the song Patches. He had several songs. Patches was one of them. Slip Away was the other. And he sang a song that was made popular and charted by the Commodores called Brick House. He did that originally, but many people don't know he sang that song as well.
Wow.
I would love to know if anybody knows the songs he had on Duke. That's what I would like to know, the songs he had on Duke. Then I'll really be upset if I find out that some of the hit records he had was on Duke.
And what was that other bit of information you were going to find out, Donovan, for me? You said he might have been friends with Jimmy Carter, but you weren't sure.
Yeah, there is, so the
former president Jimmy Carter, I should say.
Not the president, no.
Oh, not the president.
Not the president. The Blind Boys of Alabama.
Oh, the group.
Are from the school as well. And Jimmy is the an original member to that group.
Oh, and I see.
That group originated at the School for the Blind. And, of course, you know, the Blind Boys of Alabama are, you know, world famous, you know.
Right.
So, Michael, I'm feeling special. We stumped you tonight.
Yeah. How do you like that, Michael? Stump Michael Knight.
Yeah, we might ought to have a trivia for that.
No, I was stumped, and what's even worse, we had the label. We had the record company.
That doesn't happen very often, Michael. You usually are on your P's and Q's on that stuff.
So, Donovan, one of the things.
You know what's funny? Oh, okay. You know what's funny? When you start talking about people that are visually impaired and blind, like Clarence.
Yeah.
I knew of course. Many people before Stevie Wonder, and
that were blind.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was the first one that you met.
No. I'm not talking about the
musicians.
I didn't meet them.
Oh.
I knew of them.
Oh, I see.
The first one I knew, of course.
You didn't know them personally.
The first one I knew had a couple hit records.
Charles?
Huh?
Ray Charles?
No, this is before all of them.
Oh, we have a caller, by the way. Would you like to say hi to Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia?
Absolutely. Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. I'd love to hear from you. Carolyn, hello.
Hi.
Happy New Year, a month later.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you all. And
Carolyn, say hi to Donovan.
And Nikhil. Hi, Donovan.
Hey, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to talk to you. I'm enjoying your show, and every time that you come on, I enjoy it.
So, thank you very much. And you're just my next door neighbor in Georgia there.
Yeah, my brother lives very close to Alabama. He lives in LaGrange, which is really close.
That is very close to Alabama. That's near Auburn.
Yeah, and I forgot I have another brother who lives in Dothan, so he's in Alabama.
Carolyn, did you know who the song was? Did you know Clarence Carter?
Yes, I knew it was Clarence Carter. Yep, yeah, a lot of hits. And my favorite teacher at the School for the Blind in Georgia, my favorite teacher, she really loved that song, Patches. Her name was Miss Brown, and Patches was her favorite song.
Carolyn, Michael, who, as far as you remember, who was the first blind singer that had hits?
I think you had that as a trivia before, and I don't even remember the person's name.
Oh, come on.
Was it Melvin, somebody?
Nope.
I can't even remember. But I do remember you had it as a trivia before years ago.
He had one song that everybody copied after he did it. The Righteous Brothers. Remember the Righteous Brothers song had a song?
What was the name of the song? What? You don't want to give it away.
I'll go back. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's a trivia question.
No.
I'm throwing it out. 407-894-16. Who am I talking about? The famous artist. He had two big hits, two of them. He had many, but two of them are really big. One.
Are you saying he was blind?
He was. Of course he was blind. He was the first.
About the Righteous Brothers.
Because the song that he had, the Righteous Brother copied, and they made a big hit out of it again.
Now Michael is going to stump us, Lynn.
Well, I don't know.
I don't either.
Nobody knows.
Okay, call
7894-1680
if you know the answer.
I've said it many times on the show.
Yeah, I remember you said it before, but I can't remember the person's name right now. You stumped me. I forgot.
One song was called He.
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 No, I don't remember. Maybe somebody else will get it.
Glad you're listening, Carolyn. It's nice to hear your voice.
Okay. Yeah, it was nice hearing you. All right.
Love you all.
Love you too, Carolyn.
Love you. Thanks for calling in. Love to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Keep on calling.
Keep on calling. Mm-hmm. Keep on trucking.
You know she's welcome anytime.
Anytime. 407-894-1680. So who am I talking about?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I could think of some of our listeners that would know, but they're not calling in.
Anybody know who I'm talking about?
So Donovan, before we went on the air, you said you would like to talk briefly about how you get around and how other blind people get around, see what their opinions are. You said you liked, what did you say? You liked Lyft?
Well, it's, yeah, ride share. Well, you know, I use every modality of transportation that I can use,
yeah,
of course,
right,
like all blind people. But, you know, the one that when you can kind of get no other would be Lyft and Uber. Those are called rideshare services. And those have been extremely helpful to me when I need to go somewhere. If I want to go.
Yeah, it's amazing now. One of our co-hosts, Sheila, she uses them. And boy, she's got that earpiece in her ear and she's monitoring that, you know, that pickup on her, the app on her phone is unbelievable. And tells you what kind of car is coming, what the person's name is. And
absolutely. And some people are, you know, kind of intimidated by the app and everything, but Uber has a call-in feature now. So, you know, so don't let that be your barrier to using that. So I use a lot of different modes of transportation, but my go-to when there's no other besides, you know, like paratransit or bus service or whatever is Uber or Lyft, you know. I wonder if other blind people, you know, I've lived in a time when that wasn't available. And so that's, it can be expensive, but it can also get you there when nothing else can.
What's the paratransit like where you live?
It's okay in Birmingham. I would say like, a lot of cities of Birmingham size, there could be more, but they've actually gotten a grant for better transportation in the Birmingham area. So I think it's getting better. Like everything post COVID, you know, everything's been affected by drivers. So,
right.
I'm not going to complain because comparative to not having transportation, you know, it's a godsend, you know. So having it, sometimes you have to wait and those kind of things, but it's still available, and that's a good thing.
I just think it's amazing what Jeff said, that that 10 to 15 miles out, you could, that anybody that works at Alabama Industries of the Blind has guaranteed transportation.
Yeah, well, you know, that's
in that radius where they live.
Yeah, it's baked into our DNA there, because we understand that the barrier to employment absolutely is transportation.
That's true.
When you're blind, I mean, that's, you know,
for anybody. It's for anybody.
Yeah, it's for anybody. Yes, but when you're blind, that is your kind of your main thing. Mm-hmm. And so, yes. So it's curious. So, Michael, are you going to tell us who?
I want to see if the listener is going to call in.
Well, yeah, it's 7:57, so you better.
Because no, I'm going to wait, because we've discussed this many times, not once, not twice, but many. Like Carolyn said, many times we've discussed the singer's name. Was discussed many times. He had two big hits.
But they're going to call it.
The second hit was He, but the first one had a song that the Righteous Brothers copied years later, and it became a number one song. So the question is, who am I talking about?
Everybody's probably looking it up. You're cheating. Well, anyway, just remind everybody, don't go away, because we'll be coming back on the other side of the break, top of the hour, and we have more to come. Lots of exciting information for you.
Don't go away.
Wait. Mike, did you give the answer already?
No.
Okay. Can we give a hint?
Do we have time? Because
yeah, I got about 30 seconds. Can I get? Okay. I can get a hint in 30 seconds.
What's the hint?
Okay, let me ask, is the person Hispanic?
Is it a Hispanic person?
Not that I know.
Okay. All right, did the person sing opera music?
Not that I know.
All right, cool.
Do you know, Michael? We better tell it, because we got to go to the top of the hour, Michael.
He was a spiritual singer, yes, and he was black, but he wasn't, as far as I know, he wasn't Spanish.
Okay, that's all. I just asked. I just thought I asked to give out a couple of hints. So when we come back at the top of the hour, then we'll try to get it in.
Oh, okay.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. This is Michael saying, tune in, top of the hour. Well, in 20 minutes, you'll know who I'm talking about. But you should know already, for all the shows we've talked about, this guy. Yeah. 8 to 10. Okay, 15 minutes.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think full.